Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we have had a week that nobody believed in the city of no return. Benton Harbor, Michigan is the city of no return. You have people here that are so unreliable, untrustworthy. I got off the phone this morning with members from the government office and some of my friends here who had called me. They couldn't wait. They say they've been trying to call me all week to let me know that the governor have taken everything off the table. Everything. They're saying that Benton Harbor School District is on his own. Now, remember this. The governor could not close Benton Harbor School herself. She could have sent in an emergency manager. She could have did that. Under the 436. She could have done that. That wasn't her intention because she believed that she could bully Benton Harbor School Board, who's not qualified to be the school board, first of all. You have to know something. One of the guys asked you to be on the school advisory board. I can't be on there because I'm not qualified for that. I'm mostly into science. That's my stuff, you know. But I don't have the knowledge to be on the school, but I got common sense. I know that we should be taking everything back to the basis with our children today. Everything. Take it back to the basis. And by taking it back to the basis, you open the door for people to learn. People cannot learn if they don't have the formula. See, there's a formula to just about everything, even reading. And math is the formula. It was basic. You see, once they learn the basic, then they can understand math. If you don't know the basic, you'll never understand math. If you don't understand the basic, you won't understand English. But anyway, my phone was jumping off the hook this morning. I just got in town. Just got back. People were saying they've been trying to call me. I got a lot of calls on my cell phone, but I was too busy to even answer the phone. And they told me, "Have you heard the latest?" I said, "No. What is the latest?" The governor and the Treasury Department and the State Board of Education had taken everything off the table. Now, the treasurer, they put in something in his hand, we don't know what. I don't know what that means. I don't have no knowledge of it. I didn't get the information. I'm only getting secondhand information from about 5-6 people, and everybody's saying pretty much the same thing. I can't see the school system improving with this board. It looks like to me it is business as usual. It looked like the same thing is happening that's been happening for the last 20 years. They don't have a complete school staff to teach the children. There are about 30 to 40 teachers short. And it might even be more than that. You see, they don't have it. They never planned on hiring these many people. They have to hire them. You got to find them. You can't wait until the first day of school, the second day of school, and go out and try to hire people. That is not going to work. And the reason why I hate more than anything else to have a staff of substitute teachers. Remember, substitute teachers do not teach you what you need to know in reference to the lesson plan. They don't do that. Because they could be in any room. You can have a math teacher teaching in history. You can have a history teacher teaching in science. You can have anything could be going on. But one thing we, as African Americans, we don't get it. You know, we use that method, we live for the day and pray for tomorrow. But when it comes to our children, they should have top priority in being educated. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. I don't know what's going to happen. If I was a betting man, which I'm not now, I would bet that 2020, the school district will be closed down, the high school will be moved, the kids be transferred all over the county. The main idea is to get that land. They don't care how they get it. They can get it at the expense of our children, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. The main thing that they want to do is go after our children. They don't care nothing about our children. It's all about the land. 640 acres of land. That's a lot of land. 640 acres. Wow. And they already have started. Something is going on Riverview Drive. I don't have the knowledge to say something that, you know, whatever it is, I don't know. But if somebody knows and they want to call in and school me, I'm willing to allow it to happen. I don't know everything. But I do know something is going on. And it's going on with this corrupt mayor that we have. He's always up to something. And I'm willing to bet that he done put this minister up from Pilgrim Rest, who's known to do anything in the world, to come in and maybe buy land for that group that he was meeting with secretly. I believe it was last Friday. He was busted coming out of the Joe's barbershop area with about 8 to 10 white guys. So it's obvious it was something big going on there. That they probably be meeting there, but this is the one time that they got busted. I don't know what they was talking about, so I can't say. But I do know this, anytime white folks meet with a black person, believe me, it's not good for the community if they meet in secrecy. They said him and his wife was with them. I don't have no idea what that means. But it's not good for this community. They're up to something. Maybe that was the move before my good friend Jamie Davis exposed that area over there. I don't know, but we will be talking to Jamie today. And he will explain to us and give us his thoughts on that and see what happens. That school is closing. I can't even stop that school from closing. But the good news is we had the governor, the state school board, and the Treasury Department where we wanted it. We were in total control. Total. Because she knew that this could be bad for her. So now what she doing, she came in with this plan, this advisory board, And they claim it's this Dr. Rush. And putting people from Whirlpool on the advisory board. Why would you have anybody from Whirlpool on the advisory board? Why? If you don't live in the 49022 area, you have no need to be on that advisory board. None. But they always put on the advisory board people who they know that would do things their way. This school is going to fail. And it's going to be bad for the community. Real bad for the community. Matter of fact, this is like cutting the heart out of your own body and throwing it in the lake. This is not going to be good for the residents of Benton Harbor, a community who don't want to do anything. They don't want to do nothing. They get on Facebook with all that bull, and it's straight up bull, and think they're activists. There's nothing in this world worse than a Facebook activist. Oh, but we do need them now. Don't get me wrong. But to me, that's one of the worst things in this world for you to be classified as a Facebook activist. Because actually, they're not really putting anything devastating on Facebook, you see. Actually, they're playing a game with themselves. But I'm excited today. I don't think there's nothing in this world we will be able to do to stop the school from closing. I don't see it. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. You know, a lot of times people don't like to be wrong. I want to be wrong. I want everything that I have said to be wrong about the school system. You got people on the school board, can't read, no understanding of the school system. Yes, people. And they're supposed to educate your children or help your children get educated. How dumb can we be? And listen, all my friends from Benton Harbor, now, I love y'all. I got to tell the truth. Benton Harbor is one of the dumbest communities in the whole wide world. You got some of the dumbest people here. Oh, yeah. And look, it's not everybody. But if the shoe fits, you got to wear it. We got some dumb folks here. We got people here who don't even know which way is up. Oh, yeah. And it's not a few. It's a majority. And they hang together. Then you got the elected body. Anything that's good for the community, they'll never vote on it. Believe me, it's not going to pass. If it's good for the community. And they haven't just got like this. Been like this for the last 20 years or more. We're fighting a war. This is no conflict. We're fighting a real war. And the sad part, we're losing. We're losing. We're not winning. We are losing. Losing. You know, we know so much that we don't know nothing. Don't you kind of like hate somebody who think they know everything? Huh? Have you ever just brought something up to someone, let's say one of the black brothers and sisters, and they know it all. There's nothing in this world they don't know. If it's known, they know it in their eyesight. But we're living in this time, you know. So I would like to see everybody take the opportunity out and start thinking about our children and our children's future. Absolutely. But we got a very interesting young man on today. My show is set up basically to give out information and deal with what's happening today. My good friend, Jamie Davis, he's running for first ward now here in Benton Harbor. And he got a great chance of winning. Because the person he runs against, is running against, don't campaign. Because her name is usually the only one on the ballot. And also, it's going to be the only one on the ballot this time because Jamie is a write-in candidate. So those of you who's voting for Jamie Davis, you got to write his name in. I know you're listening, Benton Harbor. I know I got some folks. I got some real haters out there, too. But, hey, that's on you. You got to see God for yourself. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. And don't ever forget that. That's important. On that note, let me bring in my good friend, Jamie Davis. Jamie Davis, are you there? Talk to me today.
Yes, I'm here. How you doing, Ram Pigman?
I'm doing great. I'm just rocking and rolling and rolling and rocking, trying to make it happen. Absolutely. But, you know, one of the things that started off, I want to talk about that Riverview Drive first before we get into the 5G. But I want to talk about that. It's my understanding you was down there. Matter of fact, you was the first person on the scene. Is that correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, yeah.
Yeah, as far as I know also. I don't know anybody who goes down there.
Right.
Yeah. So you went down there and started videotaping the area. Talk to me about it. I'll let you tell it.
I went down there in July. And I don't remember what particular week or whatever, but I know it was in July. And I talked with Miss Ann, who is basically the only individual that was left there when the 13 owners that owned the property, they left, just took off. She couldn't get in contact with them. They wouldn't contact anybody but her when they did contact anybody, and that was only to get the rent.
Mm-hmm.
She's been collecting rent for I don't know how long, ever since they've been just up and just gone.
Yeah.
They haven't had any water down there. They was out of hot water. They were out of hot water now for about a year and a half.
Wow.
And other buildings. You know, it's Captain Quarters is an old hotel. Now
right.
they're calling it New Harbor Condominium. That's the name that it's been given. Yeah, and this last time that I was down there, and I've been down there several times, this last ordeal, the mayor was there doing his press release, and what brought him down there was the video I did in July.
Okay.
He got a chance to see the video, and I know this because Ms. Ann let me know. She called me and told me that the mayor did talk to her finally after he had been bitching and dodging. He finally told her that he saw her on Facebook. He didn't say he saw her on Channel 16 because Channel 16 did an interview too. He didn't miss that interview. He mentioned, "I saw you on Facebook," and I'm the one who put the video on Facebook. It took me about three times to finally upload it. So it would have been uploaded way earlier, but I couldn't get it. I just could not. They were not accepted. I was trying to upload it to YouTube. I just could not get it on for some reason. And I finally did one thing after about 3-4 times of trying to get the video up. I finally did one little thing and it worked. And I've been doing it that way ever since. But I heard the mayor say to the pastor of Pilgrim Rest, which he brought, he didn't bring him, but he was there also on the scene. He told him upstairs at Captain Porter, he said, where he called himself doing his press release in the beginning, he said that he was looking into a condo himself. Now, I heard this man say that he's looking into a condo himself. He said, that's why I'm at with it.
And you know what? Every time they do something,
they usually get something out of it. Yeah. Makes sense. That's what it looks like. I couldn't believe when I heard him say that. And then he walked across the street. When I started videotaping him and his event, he took the event across the street. Now, before I got there, Miss Ann was being interviewed by ABC 57, the little short dark-skinned brother from ABC 57, was interviewing her before Marcus and the preacher got there, and he also brought with him Corey Wise. I don't know why, but Corey Wise was with
It sounds like Corey Wise might be standing here now.
Yeah, it makes me wonder because, yeah, he's definitely with them. I've seen him with that guy a lot, the preacher.
Yeah.
Usually when I see the preacher from Pilgrim Rest, I see Corey Wise lately.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what's going on with that, but I don't know if he was bringing him in as an possible investor or what. I don't know what the situation is, but he definitely was on the scene. And the preacher was asking one of the tenants, is that area Benton Harbor? And so
like he didn't know that was Benton Harbor.
Right. Right, so the brother was like, wait a minute, now you should know that. You know, you tell yourself a preacher. And he was like, wait a minute, brother, you don't tell me what I should know. I'm not from here. And I can't remember everything they said after that. I couldn't hear it all, but I heard that. That little exchange. Yeah, it was quite interesting. He had never been down there before.
Absolutely. But any time that you see that this Marcus Muhammad having hands on anything, you know it's dirty. So I'm going to assume that they're up to no good. No, Corey Wise, that is not an investment for him and what's called that. All that is going to be bought up by Whirlpool.
Right.
The investment. All that down from Main Street all the way down will be used for investment. All of it, and most of it is in 2020. I'm saying this, that the high school will be closed, and they're going to start groundbreaking for the gated community.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Because, see, all this coincides with really what happened. My understanding, when I got the call this morning, from all these different people telling me about it, that don't live here. See? They don't live here. They say, have you heard the latest? I'm saying, what is the latest? They said that the treasurer, the governor ordered the treasurer to take everything off the table that they had been talking about. Everything. I said, what about that 5-year consent agreement? They said, that's off the table. I said, well, they got to take them to court in order to have that removed. I said, only the court of law. They said that they don't have to take him to court. That they can remove him from that agreement because they're in violation of it. Which now that's a whole different flavor. That might be true. I don't know, but we'll soon find out. I tell you that much.
Right.
Also said this advisory board that they were setting up. They put in several people from from Whirlpool, and the surrounding area on that thing. So
wow.
that's going to be interesting too. Go ahead.
No, I just said, oh yeah, it sounds they got the stakeholders involved to me.
Right, and you got these same stakeholders that where all this all started from. You know. And then you got this low life mayor running around here with the same old soup song and think he's somebody. You know. But I give him credit for one thing, he keep that haircut. He do that. And that's from Shaw's Barbershop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. You breaking up a little bit on me, big fella.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Absolutely. So that was very interesting. But also, let's talk about that 5G a little bit. Tell me what you know about it.
Well, I have something I want to read, but I don't want to mess up when it comes down to it. I can tell people where they can go also to see these topics. We got three I know of, definitely. I don't know whether they have been activated. But, of course, the 5G towers, they are, you know, supposed to be for faster, much faster, fast as possible, high-speed internet. This is supposed to have the highest speed possible, but it comes with consequence. And they need to have one tower placed between every 2 to 8 houses, basically about every 100 feet. They need to have a tower connection. So far, it looks as if they may have a line being connected on Empire. Right near the high school, the first street would be Empire and Levette. Then the next block, Empire and Pavone. And they're both on the left side where the old shop that burned up is on that side of Empire. And then the next one would be on the other side of Empire, right across the street directly on the corner of Empire and Broadway, right there where the BJ store is. They have like two that are like right under each other that are there as well. So I'm thinking they may have a line that may possibly go down Empire, and if so, they can just link. They can go down like Pavone toward the left and then toward the right, and then go down, you know, McAllister. Just keep on going down all the way down Empire. I'm thinking that may be the way it goes because I've seen three already. I said, between the first three blocks from the high school. And
How do they look?
They look like silver boxes. I would guess, I guess I'm thinking silver, whitish silver, like a little box, like those things that you put in your freezer if you have a back issue or something that you don't, you put them on your back, huh? Yeah, like not. It's like you put them on your back. You have a. It's like you put them in the freezer. You put them out. You put them on your back. It's something like that. It's about. I give it about maybe about a good a foot long and about maybe 9 inches across, something like that. A box about 3 inches thick, 2 to 3 inches thick, like a small radio type light, but there's no connection on it. It also has two prongs sticking out of the bottom of it. One long prong on the left side, I think, and one longer one on the right, or vice versa. But they got two prongs sticking out the bottom of it. It's a square little box. It's very odd looking, you know, and it's right on the street side of the box. Not on the inside of the street, but the sidewalk, but on the side, the street itself. You see, it's right next to where it's hooked up right on the telephone pole itself. Facing Empire, not the back Empire, not the sidewalk, but facing the street and stuff.
Absolutely. And one of the things they say is very harmful very harmful to human beings and the environment.
Okay, let me read a little bit of this article here. Over 180 scientists and doctors in almost 40 countries are warning the world about 5G health risks. These scientists respond to Resolution 1815 of the Council of Europe spells it out quite succinctly. We, the undecided scientists, recommend a moratorium on the rollout of the fifth generation of 5G until potential hazards for human health and the environment have been fully investigated by scientists independent from industry. 5G will substantially increase exposure to radio frequency electromagnetic fields, or RF-EMFs, and has been proven to be harmful for humans and the environment. If you're not alarmed about 5G radiation damage, you should be. With download speeds up to 20 to 30 times faster than 4G and 5G promises a new world, including becoming the foundation for self-driving cars, while also causing a long list of potential health risks. 5G cancer is actually a thing. The cities of Brussels and Geneva have even blocked trials and banned upgrades to 5G out of this concern. The difference between 4G and 5G in terms of gigahertz, the unit of alternating current, or AC, or electromagnetic EM waves that affect the transmission speed of devices, is significant. 5G technology promises radio millimeter band in the 30 to 300 gigahertz range, while 4G tops out at 6 gigahertz. Now, for some people that's not really into computer, you don't really understand what this is about. Let me get down to some more media part. Humans, animals, and the environment have all been at risk for years, while 4G was bad enough. 5G takes the game to a whole new level of insanity. And it says that, does 5G cause cancer? There's a portion in here that lets you know many scientists understand that the electromagnetic radiation leaking through the doors or microwave ovens are carcinogenic and therefore can cause cancer. Most of these scientists also believe that these waves are mutagenic, meaning they can change the DNA structure of living beings. Now, if that don't get your attention, I don't know what else will. This thing is put up. This can change the DNA structure of all of us. Now, this is worse than some pill and some side effect that they may have from something that they're telling on the television. This will change. I've never heard of something being able to change your DNA structure. It's mutagenetic.
Yeah.
This is a risk on life as we know it totally. And I heard this one guy that may be at the city council meeting that was at the last meeting we was at, me and you, he at the last city council meeting, he talked about it. He said that out of all of the city in Michigan, state of Michigan, Benton Harbor was the only one slide that he's seen for 5G technology. Coloma and, you know, Brandywine, Lakeshore, Buchanan, Bridgman, St. Joe, they're not slated for the 5G. We are the indigenous of the so-called black community in this Barron County area, which is Benton Harbor. We are the ones slated for this 5G at Ann Arbor, and it's coming through AT&T. Now that's where it really gets stick at.
Remember, your commissioner worked for AT&T. He didn't have no knowledge about it.
That's what I'm saying. And see, the thing is, from what I had the conversation with the white guy. The white guy was questioning him. They were going kind of back and forth a little bit at the meeting. So this is, people can go back and look at the last meeting we had and see that there was a discussion between them two back and forth on the 5G. The mayor Kim tried to downplay the 5G. Yeah. We've been having this for years. He was like, yeah, well, cancer is on the rise, too. And that's one of the main things that this thing talks about. It's a carcinogen, which is basically cancer-causing element. That's exactly what this thing will do. On top of changing the DNA structure, on top of being able to emit the waves through your home, through all the walls, so every person moving inside your house will be detected. Any person inside your house. And they have sniffers as well. This is really crazy. They have what they call sniffers. And what these sniffers do is when you're walking through an area or driving through an area or whatever, on your bike, on a moped, mm-hmm. if you have a phone on you, the sniffer sniffs out your phone. They can take all the information from your phone and put it into this database. See, it grabs multiple persons' information at the same time. This is what they call the beast, baby. It's a huge computer system. It will grab all mm-hmm. people's information and house it somewhere for the government to be able to take your voice, because they're going to have to force your voice on your phone, because you have your voicemails, you have your response, they record your conversation. They can put all this information into a database, and when you pass through another 5G area, you may be in Angola somewhere. You may be in Jamaica. If they have a 5G tower there and they're looking for you or what have you, your voice will radiate as soon as you walk through that other 5G area. So all the 5G areas, that's why they have to be connected. Every 100 feet, there has to be a tower all over. They try to get this everywhere globally so we can live in like the jet. They have flying cars and things like that that'll be able to be able to fly those cars and stuff like that. But the negative of it, the negative portion of it, is that life as we know it will not be the same ever. We'll all be basically like computers.
Mm-hmm.
They can zap you when they get ready to. They want to zap you, knock you down, or take you out, emit some transmit, a millimeter wave is what it is, it's millimeter wave that they're going to be able to send to you. They can detect you in any area, and if you are a threat, they feel that you are a threat, they don't have to shoot you. They can hit you with these millimeter waves that we cannot see with the naked eye, and they can destroy you.
There's a group of people called TIAs. I call them target individuals. You look this up. Where they usually use mind control on them. I think that was in 2011 or 2012. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, my brother.
I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm listening. I hear you.
Oh, okay. In 2012, I took a group to Washington, D.C. We was going to the Senate and to expose that these people have been targeted by the microwave and the laser beam to try to control their mind. They was under mind control, and any time that they fought back, they will burn their skin.
Wow.
And I thought at first, I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first got my radio show, I used to have them come on, and I thought that they were just saying that so they can get on the show. But then I met with a group of maybe about 50 of them, and they all sent me their bios, and I read their bios, and I used those bios to make something, make up a booklet, and take it, and we took it to the Senate in Washington, D.C. And they have a copy. I gave one to Conyers. I gave one to Danny Davis out of Chicago and Bobby Rush out of Chicago. And I gave one to Gary Peters. I believe Gary Peters. I'm not sure about that one. But anyway, I gave out four of them. And it was able to hold a conversation with them in reference to that. And they claimed they knew nothing about any experimentation done on these individuals. So pretty interesting stuff.
Wow.
But look, yeah, this is real. This is Look it up. They call them target individuals. Most of the time, it's mind control. And even that guy that was in Washington, D.C., the one that went in that yard and killed those people there, he was under some kind of microwave or laser, how they control your mind. But they've been doing this for years. And that's what they do. But listen, you got a couple of minutes. You can say whatever you want, and I got to bring in my good friend Belinda Brown. Tell us what you want us to know.
Well, I'm running the First World Commission.
All right.
As you said, as a write-in candidate against the Senate. I'll say this much. That incident with the school, that incident that you talked about with the school is in the First War. These towers are also in the First War. So I'm at least one of them, two of them. The one on Pavone is in the First War, definitely. And this one on Levesque is definitely in the First War. And they're right up there by the school. There's something going on with the school. I think if they turn those towers on this year, before, like you said, 2020, the school is closed. So if they're going to school this year, any children that's going to be in that area, as a matter of fact, everybody in the First War needs to be made aware. And needs to be at the next meeting or coming. I need to be meeting people in the First Ward. I'll be coming around too and telling people about the dangers of this 5G situation. I really need people to understand and get on board with this, because if we don't do something now, we're not gonna have to worry about not having a school. We ain't gonna have no people around here either if they turn these towers on. We're gonna all be changing.
Absolutely.
DNA structure of all of us will be changing in this city if they don't get this thing together quickly.
There you go. Absolutely.
So I need the people to definitely be looking out for me. And, of course, us with the Water Council, everything coming around, too, you know, from the work we've been doing as far as the Water Council. You know, we talk about that, I guess, maybe another time. But get ready to see me in the First Ward, definitely.
All right. I want you to vote for Jamie Davis. You got to write his name in. First Ward. J-A-M-I-E. Is that correct?
That's the way you spell it. That's correct. That's correct.
Davis. D-A-V-I-S. Jamie Davis. Write them in. All right, Jamie. I will be talking to you soon. You have a good day and enjoy your holiday tomorrow.
All right, now. Thank you, too.
Look, no port. Remember that.
All right.
All right, now. My man, that's Jamie Davis. Those of you who are living in the very, very First Ward, you spell his name J-I-M-I-E. Davis, D-A-V-I-S. You're going to have to write it in, because we're going to win this thing. We are going to eliminate this mayor, this corrupt mayor who's up to no good. So let's find out what we can do. Let's join together. Let's defeat him. Something we can do. Now it's my time. It's time for my good old friend, Belinda Parker Brown. And if you ask me again, I'll knock you down. That's my girl. She's from Slidell, Louisiana. Oh, I know what you're thinking. There's no such thing as Slidell, Louisiana. Yes, there is. Slidell, Louisiana, Belinda Brown, come on in and talk to me.
Hey, Pastor Pinckney. yes, there is a Slidell. That's what it's spelled, S-L-I-D-E-L-L. But you're right. You got the pronunciation right. It's Slidell, Louisiana, and it's right outside of the corridor of New Orleans, the city. We're about 10, 15 minutes from the city across the twin span. A lot of people know it as the Causeway. But we're here, and I'm telling you, I'm living in it's 64 parishes, which we call you call it counties, and we call it parishes. In the state of Louisiana, we have 64 of them, and I'm living in one of the most richest parishes out of all 64 parishes, okay, and the most corrupt parish in the state of Louisiana, Pastor Pinckney. So Slidell is the place that God have called me to to expose the injustice in our criminal justice system, and it's spreading across the whole entire state of Louisiana like a wildfire, and people are catching on and saying that we're just not going to tolerate this injustice anymore. So, I've been reaching out to you. You've been missing a lot of our very, very important but sensitive conference calls that are so necessary for us to organize and mobilize the people for our upcoming event, October the 5th. So, I'm so excited about that, and I'm looking forward to you coming down here again.
Absolutely.
None other than the real soldiers on the battlefield, you know, because I know you are a true fighter for justice, Pastor Pinckney, and that, you know, when you show up, things happen, you know. So
amen.
I'm, you know, you're my mentor. You know, you have, you know, inspired me in such a way to do this great work here in Louisiana. And, you know, it's something that I really want the people to know, Pastor Pinckney. If you would give me a moment that, you know, how great this work is that we're doing here in Louisiana. And, you know, I would really like the listeners to go back and study a little bit about the state of Louisiana. You know, I want to bring them up to date. But Louisiana have always been, I want to say, the apple of God's eye, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a lot of things that have transpired here that have literally, been where the whole world have watched and seen a lot of things go on here in Louisiana. And just up to date, you know, back in 2005, you know, we had Katrina. You know, the whole world was watching us, you know, how bad people were being treated here during Katrina. Then right after that, we had the BP oil spill. The whole world was watching us, Pastor Pinckney. And, you know, so forth, you know, just a lot of horrific tragedies and things that have transpired here in the state of Louisiana. But I want to say that what the people need to know, that Louisiana took the lead in having more people incarcerated than anywhere else in the world. You know, there was a mockery that Angola was named because it was out of the country in South Africa where the slaves were captured and brung over here on the slips on the ships, and was sold, you know, right downtown, you know, on the block in the city of New Orleans, you know, right on the on the Gulf of Mexico, you know, where a lot of the barges and stuff come in from, you know, around the world. But Pastor Pinckney, because Louisiana was known as number one in having, you know, number one in corruption, okay,
mm-hmm.
number took the lead in mass incarceration, made Angola the worst prison in the world, the most bloodiest prison in the world. And not only that, there was a unconstitutional racist Jim Crow law that was schemed up for over 120 years that was put in the Louisiana Constitution so that they could snatch a black man off the street, especially a black man, and put him in prison and make him a slave. So now they done ran out of black men, they're going after poor white men, and now more women and girls are being incarcerated here in the state of Louisiana than ever before. So I just want the people to know that something is about to happen here in Louisiana that the whole world is going to see, Pastor Pinckney, and that's going to take place on October the 5th. And we want anybody that don't understand what this is all about, they need to go cuss themselves out, Pastor Pinckney. I don't cuss. But if I have to pay somebody to cuss them out, they need to be cussed out. because this is one that we all can unite on. You know that your battle and your victory to unite the people, bring the people together, educate the people, inform the people, expose the injustice, you know what that's been like for you, Pastor Pinckney, and you know how difficult it have been and the sacrifices that you have made. And the people sometimes, you know, it's so sad that they still won't wake up and realize what this is really all about. But I'm here to tell you, if it's ever been a time, now is that time. And this is one that can unite us. This is one that we all should come together on. And that is the release of thousands of people that are being held hostage as I speak right now in these prison hell holes and jails across the state of Louisiana. And it's not just happening here. And that's the reason why I say if Louisiana can take the lead in all of these things, okay, why don't we take the lead in changing the world in regards to how our criminal justice system is a disgrace? It's a disaster. Okay.
Oh, it is.
And Pastor Pinckney, you know for a fact they put you in prison for nothing, and you know they don't need no evidence, they don't need no DNA, they don't need no witnesses, they don't need nothing. And that's what's happening right now, that people are doing life in prison for crimes that they didn't even commit. They're doing life in prison because they smoked the marijuana joint, Pastor Pinckney. And in the case of Mr. Victor, just because this man was on his way to becoming a multi-billionaire, that's the only reason why he's doing life in prison. Because he was about to do something in the state of Louisiana that they had never seen before. He was going to develop St. John the Baptist Parish right outside, a corridor right outside the city of New Orleans to keep the people from having to go through all the hustle and bustle, you know, outside of the, you know, right outside of the city. You know, he was naming it Praise Community, where he was going to build hotels, you know, restaurants and businesses, black-owned businesses, so that the people can come and be self-sufficient. That man is doing life in prison, Pastor Pinckney.
Absolutely.
And did not, and he's innocent, because they would force and threaten people and badger people to take pleas to stuff that they didn't even do. And if they told them if they didn't take a plea, they was going to put them in front of an all-white jury and give them life in prison. So I know for a fact, Mr. Victor fought him and he went to trial. And he won the first time. They turned around and they retried him, double jeopardy, because he filed a $500 million lawsuit against them for doing what they did to him, Pastor Pinckney, and they told him if he didn't take the lawsuit off the table, he was going to spend the rest of his life in Angola. So these are the type of things that the state of Louisiana is blatantly looking us in our face and saying to us, what are you going to do about it? So on October the 5th, Pastor Pinckney, just give me a moment. On October the 5th,
take your time.
I'm saying to the people, it's time for us to unite and come together on this one. And if you can't come down here and stand with us, then you need to support. This is a movement. This is a movement that the whole world need to see. And we're saying that this is global. You know, globally, men and women have been unjustly incarcerated, especially in the state of Louisiana. A Force for Justice, a live radio broadcast show hosted by none other than the CEO and the founder of Louisiana United International. See, that united is significant. Because yeah. I know, Pastor Pickney, if we don't unite on this one, it's something wrong with us. This is not just for the freedom of the people that are being kidnapped and held hostage in these godforsaken hellhole prisons and jail, but this is freedom for all of us, our children, our grandchildren, and our great-grandchildren. And you have always said, Pastor Pickney, if we can't do it for ourselves, then we need to do it for our children.
That's right. Amen.
So I'm saying that, you know, I'm not no celebrity. I'm not looking to get no name for myself, Pastor Pickney. I don't need no validation. I don't need to be what you call when you know everybody want to put the spotlight on you and put on a show and all that kind of stuff. This is not a show. This is serious. So we are going to have celebrities, you know, coming from all over to stand with us on the Capitol steps. We're going to have artists and actors. You know, we want the, we're anticipating, Pastor Pickney, I'm telling you, this thing is blowing up. The support, you know, and the calls, you know, I'm being, you know, and dated with all, you know, just, you know, it's just so much right now, Pastor Pickney. Because people are excited that somebody is going to say, we're not going to ask permission, we're going to demand justice. And that's Amen. The reason why I am a force for justice, Pastor Pickney. And we're asking for, right now, we're looking for over a half a million people to come and stand with us on the Capitol steps here in Baton Rouge. We're going to believe, God, that it's time for this whole thing, Pastor Pickney, to just, you know, to go away. And we're saying that not only that it's going to go away, we're saying that we're not going to allow these people to reveal and come back and put this racist, unconstitutional Jim Crow law back in our Constitution, because so goes Louisiana, so goes the world. Now, you know, if they can become, you know, take the lead in having more people incarcerated with that 10-2, that's what they call it, is that you don't have to have a unanimous, you know, verdict. You can take, you know, if two people on the jury say you're not guilty, okay, you going to do life in prison because 10 say that you are.
Mm. And it should be
now, you know, in Michigan, that would be considered a hung jury, right?
Right,
you have to, they either have to retry you, come back with some newfound evidence and retry you, but you won't go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
What they do here, if two people come back and say that it's reasonable doubt, you know, they don't believe this person is guilty, like in the case of Mr. Victor, they said that, you know, that the prosecutors did not prove their case. You know, this man deserved to have, you know, at least another opportunity, another shot at, you know,
mm-hmm.
getting a fair trial.
Yeah.
No, they gave Mr. Victor life in prison on a 10-2 and gave his wife 40 years.
Mm.
And these people
wow.
are innocent. So they stack the jury against you, and chances are you won't have no black people on the jury. You know, you're
mm-hmm.
not being tried by a jury of your peers.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want the people to know, Pastor Pickney, right now, if not now, then when? I'm saying
Amen.
That, you know, we're anticipating over a half a million people
come.
To come and attend this rally.
Where about? Tell us where they're going to come.
Okay. You know, they're coming to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, which is the capital of the state of Louisiana. And we're going to be on the steps of the Capitol in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on October the 5th. And the time is from 2 to 6. And this is a unity gathering. We're calling it, you know, numbers are powerful, Pastor Pickney, and I believe that we got to show up to get the respect. We already got the victory. We already got the victory. But we got to show up. I think something is required of us right now. God is requiring something of us. And that is for us to come and stand and unite on the release of for thousands of people. I'm talking over 8,000 people. And we can prove that these people deserve to be let go free or else given the opportunity to have a fair trial. You know, I just want to give out my website, Pastor Pinckney, because right now we're in the process of getting our link set up. I'm hoping that I will have it done before, you know, midnight tonight, where we can go and ask people to register, you know, online. We're doing everything digital online now because, you know, that's how, you know, you organize and mobilize people at a rapid rate of speed. You know, we also want to put out an announcement, you know, in regards to, you know, we want to thank the people in advance for that have supported us so far, okay? The website that we want people to go to so that they can read about, you know, our commercial sponsorship opportunities. You know, we have a bronze, a silver, a gold, and a platinum, you know, packet that we're asking people to come to, you know, to help donate and support. The bronze packet is $100, you know, for to get your logo on all of our ads and advertisement. The silver packet is where you can come and be, you know, set up a booth and be a part of the event in a special way with advertising and marketing your business or, you know, or your church or whatever for $250. Also, we got a gold packet for guest speakers, you know, to be, you know, recognized and, you know, given recognition to be announced on the ad. And they also have an opportunity to, you know, speak and tell everybody what they need to know about, you know, whatever type of business they have. Just like we're going to have people coming from the Buy Black. It's called the Buy Black Movement, which is going to be very significant to educating people that they can buy black now. That's $500. And then we have the platinum, which is for celebrity shout out, radio events, VIP autographs, you know, for $1,000, Pastor Pinckney. So things are going to be so important for us to connect, you know, for us to network, for us to support each other, you know, for the movement to go like the Louisiana, we're just calling that the launching pad. We want this thing to spread across the entire country like a wildfire to help, you know, bring the people together that and say that this is wrong. It's wrong. Prison for profit is wrong. You know, railroading people through these corrupt criminal justice system is wrong. Putting people in prison and giving them life for nonviolent offenders is wrong. You know, this type of stuff cannot go on. Our children's lives are at stake, Pastor Pinckney. We got to stop this now.
Amen. Listen, we're out of time, young lady. And I think what you're doing is tremendous. Next week, I want you to come on and tell them again. Let's keep telling them until we get them moving.
All right, Pastor Pinckney. Well, I certainly appreciate you so much. And you're right. We got to keep telling them, and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep
girl.
It moving. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and all the listeners.
Amen. It's going down. All right now. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Same time, same station, next week.